Hello, welcome. David Baker here with the Wisdom for Life podcast, and have a short thought for you today. Some wisdom we'd like to give you and something to think about. We used an illustration in marriage lesson on Friday with my wife and I, but I would like to use it again for this and get you to think about something. The great statement that said, that asked a couple that were married for 65 years, and they asked the woman, "How in the world were you able to be married for so long?" She replied, "We lived in a day. When things were broken, we did not throw them away. We simply fixed them." Boy, how many times today do people just throw things away instead of fixing them? There are a lot of things that need to be fixed and not thrown away. My son got a little fender bender, other person's fault. They turned it in the insurance. The insurance said, "We totaled it." What? It's a nice truck. Fender bender, bumper, fender, a little bit of the hood. They totaled it. He ended up, was able to keep the vehicle and make some money from it. And he's going to fix it himself, so it's good. But it's amazing how quickly people are willing just to throw things away and throw people away. I love the story in John chapter 21. Peter had cursed and swore three times, denied Christ, quit, went fishing, even after the resurrection. Even after Peter knew that Jesus had resurrected, Peter quit the ministry and went fishing. Jesus went after him. How come? Because he was fixable. He wasn't going to throw him away. He wasn't disposable. Let me give you a few things that are that way, that are fixable. Like we mentioned on Friday, marriages are made to be fixed, not thrown away. I don't care what the problem is. I'm dealing with a couple and there's adultery. And guess what? That can be forgiven. That can be forgiven and gone on. I've helped couples that have said years later, decade later, after the adultery and all the problems, they said we would go through everything again just to have the kind of marriage we have today. God can take the worst of the worst and make it good. Marriages need to be fixed, not disposed of. Friendships need to be fixed and not disposed of. It's amazing how many times people throw away friendship where I guess that friendship didn't mean anything. When you give someone your friendship, you are to be their friend no matter what. I am people's friend that aren't friends with me. I am friends with people that literally would count me as an enemy, but that's okay. I gave them my friendship and I am going to be their friend. That's the way we ought to have that, where we're not going to get offended. We're not going to walk away. We're going to be their friend. Number three, church. Don't throw away the church. Don't throw away your church. Hey, if there's a problem, let's fix it. Let's get together. Let's make it better. It's amazing how many people quit churches because there's a problem. And you go to another church, there's a problem there, quit that. So now, oh yeah, we just worship on our own. I'm sorry, you can pray on your own and worship on your own and sing on your own, but that's not the church. Church has to have a pastor, needs to many times have deacons, Sunday school teachers and pastors that need to be fulfilling the Great Commission, supporting missionaries, taking communion, and so many other things a church is supposed to do, and you can't do that out on the lake by yourself. Yes, you can pray, but that's not a church. Don't throw the church away. It's fixable, okay? It's fixable. Next, don't throw the pastor away. Do you know pastors are people too? Did you know that? Really? No, I'm serious. Pastors are people too. It's amazing how quickly people throw away their pastor. Listen, you don't want that. You don't need that. If there's a problem, go to him, talk to him, fix it. They're human. Can you forgive them? Can you forgive them even if they didn't handle everything right? Absolutely. And children. Hey, are children fixable? You can't send them back and get another model, okay? Children are fixable. Don't give up on your kids. Don't give up on them. Don't give up on our children. God can bring them back. I am so glad that my parents did not give up on me. To some people, I was disposable. To my parents, I was fixable. Every Wednesday night, my mom would raise her hand in Bible study, prayer meeting, and say, "Would you please pray that my son David goes to Bible college at least 1 year?" Pastor said, "Okay," and he'd write it down. He told me later, he never prayed for me one time. What? He told me. I thought he was joking. He said, "No, I'm serious." He goes, "I knew you. I knew you would never change." He said, "I never prayed for you one time." Now, he did visit us when I was in my rebellion, came over to our apartment. We're having a keg party. And so he could see I wasn't very interested in what he had to say. And he thought that was the way I was going to be for life. He gave up on me. I was disposable. But to my mom and dad, they never did. They kept praying. And I've had the privilege of being their pastor now for about 27, 28 years. Listen, your children, They're not disposable. They're fixable. God can fix them. Sometimes God has to break us to make us again. Jeremiah 18 talks about the clay and the potter. And sometimes God sees a mar, God sees a problem, and he has to break us and make us again. And that's okay. I love seeing the people that I get to work with in church that years ago, many people gave up on. They're disposable. Don't waste your time on them. But now, like John Mark, they are profitable to me for the ministry. Hey, what do you need to fix? Fix it. Don't throw it away. Fix it. It's not disposable. People aren't. And our relationship with them, friendship, family, children, those relationships are fixable. God bless you. We'll see you next time.